when I hear the word mental health, I think, you know, it almost feels a little, I guess, initially dramatic, mainly just because I think I always saw anyone that kind of needed to go to therapy or needed help, just struggling with depression or anxiety, I just had a hard time relating to and maybe almost believing in it. I think as, you know, the three of us, that's what we've all gone through over the last, you know, 5-6 years as we've grown up and had to just deal with more adult stuff and gain perspective on people's stories and have just, you know, struggled with things in our own way with you guys figuring out everything with his family and his parents' divorce, and I've had my own, you know, kind of traumatic, stressful experiences over the last, I guess, year in particular, and it's just made me very aware of how fragile the brain and mind is. I think, you know, a good way of comparing it or relating it for me is if you go to the doctor or the hospital, you know, for an illness or a broken bone or something, you're just very, you know, willing, or at least I feel like I am, and most people are very willing to do what the doctor would say or to get that surgery, and as well as if, you know, you break your leg, you can't walk for a long period of time, and you have to elevate it and take care of it and kind of pamper it, and I think the brain needs to be treated in the same way. And then it's been helpful for me over the last, I've done therapy for the last few years, but over the last year in particular, I've really done a deep dive on, you know, kind of understanding a lot of how the brain functions and synapses and the diet that we have, that we eat and drink, and all of that stuff really plays into how our mind and brain functions, and they need to be treated in the same way as if it was a, you know, physical injury if you go through a stressful or traumatic experience. And that just really kind of changed my whole perspective. I personally had to really deal with some stuff, and I just encourage anyone, no matter what you're going through, if you've been through something hard or difficult, or even if you're doing really well, I think the mind and mental health really needs to be paid attention to and maintained and taken care of, because it's just so important to the way that we live our lives. I think there's, like, kind of like I said, I just feel like there's some sort of bad rap on mental health or, you know, therapy or any kind of thing to, like, why wouldn't you be okay? That's dramatic. I think that's a total lie, and we really need to take care of ourselves in all fashion, and rather than just physical health and making sure we have a good diet or are in shape or if we're injured, physical heal, but really start to work on and pay attention to the fact that depression and anxiety and stress and any number of things that we go through or hear about are very real, and need to take priority for all of this.